Two new TV projects this weekend look back at earlier times, but with different methods and with different results. NBC begins a six-hour miniseries called A Woman Named Jackie, about the life of Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis. Showtime Cable premieres a documentary called Hearts of Darkness about the making of Francis Ford Coppola's 1979 film Apocalypse Now. TV critic David Biancooley has these reviews.
Let's start with Hearts of Darkness and with a little piece of advice. If you have a VCR or video disc player, go out and rent a copy of Apocalypse Now for the weekend, because as soon as you've finished watching Hearts of Darkness, you'll want to see Apocalypse all over again. Fax Barr and George Hinkenlooper wrote and directed this documentary, and they contribute a lot. They've conducted fresh interviews with many of the people involved, and have gone all the way back to an Orson Welles radio play of Joseph Conrad's Heart of Darkness to set the mood and the stage. The bulk of the material, though, comes from Eleanor Coppola, who accompanied her husband to the Philippines to head the making of the movie documentary unit. These days, such behind-the-scenes films are pure promotion. But with Apocalypse Now, Eleanor Coppola kept filming as the big-budget movie endured one setback after another. She kept a diary, noting the problems in the movie and in her marriage, and she filmed in the midst of natural disasters and unnatural tantrums. She even secretly taped her husband's phone conversations back to the States, in which he begged the studio not to pull the plug because he was making a masterpiece. And she also secretly taped his private conversations with her, where he was much more honest and much less sure of himself.
What I have to admit is that I don't know what I'm doing.
Well, how do you account for the discrepancy between what you feel about it and what everybody else who sees it?
Because they see the magic of what has happened before. I'm saying, hey, it's not going to happen. I don't have any performances. The script doesn't make sense. I have no ending. I'm like a voice crying out, saying, please, it's not working. Somebody get me off this. And nobody listens to me. Everyone says, yes, well, Francis works best in a crisis. I'm saying this is one crisis I'm not going to pull myself out of.
Hearts of Darkness is terrific from start to finish because it's all so real and so believable. On the other hand, A Woman Named Jackie is 6 hours of drama that almost never seems real. It's got three good performances, by Stephen Collins as JFK, Joss Ackland as Aristotle Onassis, and Roma Downey as Jackie. But it's got one long, bad script. So many Kennedy-related movies and miniseries have been made that it's become a genre unto itself. And A Woman Named Jackie doesn't compare well against scenes familiar from other dramas. And certainly, when it presents new material, it's almost always questionable. Even if they come from secondhand sources, it's hard to accept as fact the content of such private conversations as Jack and Bobby Kennedy talking about Marilyn Monroe, or Jackie Kennedy picking up a private White House phone and talking to Marilyn herself.
Hello. It's okay. I'll go back. Wait a minute, Marilyn. Is that you? Are you Marilyn? Let me ask you something. What exactly are your intentions toward my husband?
Excuse me, my what?
I mean, do you really want him? Because if you do, and he really wants you, then I'll just step aside.
Gee, Mrs. Kennedy, I really don't know what to say.
And then you two can get married, and you can live in this damn White House.
I think that scene about says it all. A Woman Named Jackie, in my opinion, is a drama called boring. But don't dare miss Hearts of Darkness. This weekend, watching a real-life documentary about a dramatic film is a lot more entertaining than watching a dramatic film about what the writers are claiming is real life.
David Biancooley is television critic for The New York Post.